I'm Senior Airman Brooke Sorensen. On this edition of the AFN Aviana Report, commissary changes and increased tanker capabilities. Commissaries across Europe will begin phasing out free single-use plastic bags. This change builds off the Defense Commissary Agency's recycling program by reducing its reliance on single-use plastic bags.
In a move towards sustainability, the Aviano Commissary is encouraging customers to bring reusable shopping bags before heading to the stores as they transition from single-use plastic bags to reusable bags for purchases. Customers will have a variety of choices, from standard reusable bags for 9 cents, large paper bags with handles for 14 cents, or a range of reusable bags priced from 46 cents to $4.36. Colonel Steven Anderson, 31st Mission Support Group Commander, shares how this change will affect Wyvern Nation.
Free bags will go away and will match the local economy here at Aviano Commissary effective mid-January. So want everybody to be tracking that so you don't get blindsided if you go shopping.
Anderson also notes this change will help reduce our environmental impact, creating more sustainable options for shoppers. I'm Senior Airman Brandon Nelson, AFN News.
Increasing tanker capabilities. With your Air Force news, I'm Staff Sergeant Catherine Winchell. The Department of the Air Force is adding an active duty component to grow the Air National Guard KC-135 Stratotanker Squadron at Eielson Air Force Base, Alaska. The department plans to make it a total force unit, adding active duty personnel and four more KC-135s. The squadron will then have 12 tanker refueling aircraft, with the first one already in place. The 168th Air Refueling Wing transfers more fuel than any other Air National Guard tanker wing, and it's the only Arctic Region refueling unit for all of Pacific Air Forces. Adjutant General of the Alaska National Guard, Major General Torrance Sachs, says the additional KC-135s and personnel underscore the growing importance of the Arctic and the mission to protect and defend the state and nation. That's today's Air Force News.
That's the AFN Aviana Report. I'm Senior Airman Brooke Sorensen.